When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Last week it was Cal, late night. You also threw out Minnesota, who won outright.
Dude, we're 6-1.
Cooking.
We should just do this. No more pot.
Cash the ticket is out.
Give one pick a week. Yeah. It seems easy. I got a good one for you this week, too.
Yeah.
I think, maybe.
The college episode is out. Check it out. Cash the Ticket podcast. We'll tape NFL later today.
Yes.
Can we talk a little Tigers before we get to Dog of the Week?
Whatever you want, man. Okay. I'm here till 6.
John, you think they're winning. I think they're winning. Nervous energy. You were nervous yesterday for game 4. Are you nervous for game 5?
Yeah, I am nervous. Just look, I'll take Skubal in a deciding game over just about anybody. I'm confident enough that they will win, but my fear, I was just talking to John about this. It's exposure rates. Like when you start to see the same arms, this is the curse of a playoff series. Like you're starting to see players alter their approach, you know. Oh, look, now Bo Brisky bleeds. Like, Skubal's fabulous, but this is not going to be a surprise. This is not going to be unfamiliar. They just saw Skubal. And it's going to be asking Skubal, who's still young and still relatively inexperienced, to go on the road and to do it again. And I, you got it. Look.
Does Cleveland go with Boyd?
Yeah, I think so.
Or they go empty bullpen.
So, I think what they do, John, is they kind of go Boyd opener-esque.
Right.
Get through the top of that order. And look, what's the status of Carpenter as we wake up?
Hammy, no, and nothing definitive.
Mm-hmm.
And Jake Rogers, in case people missed it, also injured. He's caught every Skubal start this year.
I think you would go Boyd, and it would be a lot like Olsen in that the minute you get in trouble, I'm coming and getting you. But I think you do need to start with a lefty so it preserves Heron and Bobrovsky or whatever that kid's name is, who's really good. The two lefties.
Right. But my point would be, okay, they've seen Skubal now the second
you've
time.
You've seen Boyd.
You've seen Boyd.
100%. No.
And you got the Boyd in the first inning.
Totally plays.
And they
agree.
They put guys on base against Boyd, I think, in the first 4 innings of the first meeting.
Look, if I'm them, I may go a different route. But see, they haven't done business this way. Like, if I'm them, would you ever flirt with the idea of Cade Smith to open and go get me 6, 7, 8 outs?
Right.
Start the game a different way. See, you don't want to alter what you do. So, look, I'm with both of you guys. I have a lean that the Tigers will get it done. I do. But I'm much more nervous needing this now versus we're in the driver's seat, we're at home, like, go do the job. And Bibee wasn't any good last night.
The second inning, bases loaded.
I know.
In a game where you could break their will.
I just feel like even though you didn't have the lead a bunch last night, you got it late, you let it get away last night. More than just the 3-2 to 4-3. You let it get away in that Bibee was bad. He's their ace. He was having a mental breakdown out there. I mean, Carl Willis kind of nursed him through the first time. He was bad. I just feel like they let it get away.
How will you handle Tigers win, and it's Yankees-Tigers ALCS. Your Yankees got in last night.
It's radio gold. What do you mean handle? It's fun. Like, I'm not, first of all, I understand my team is they're hateable.
Yeah.
We should be hated. I don't take offense to it. Second of
all. But do you become persona non grata for the week? Like, how does that go on?
No, I'm not Rico. I'm not going to run.
Right, yeah.
I'm going to sit here and have fun. It's sports. It's not like you're calling my mom a whore. It's Yankees-Tigers. Yes, I like a baseball team. You do too. If the Tigers win, I'm good because I want people here to be happy. I really don't like dealing in misery.
Yeah.
Now, yes, I want to win a World Series again. It's been 15 years. But There's no lose. We'll have fun with it. Make no mistake. I like the Yankees in a 7-game format, right? Like, you guys have seen the schedule.
Well, I don't know who wouldn't. I mean, even though you, when you say like to pick them, like to win the series,
because I think
like,
your problem,
it's obvious.
Yeah, well, it is and it isn't. Remember, like, now, yes, the Yankees have been choke artists. They've gotten to the ALCS 4 times like the last 7 years. Problem is, it's been the same cheaters that have knocked us out, which is the Astros. This isn't the Astros. The other thing is, I feel like if you close out yesterday, my view of the ALCS changes because I have to face Scooble in game 1 and 4.
Potentially right.
Maybe,
3 times.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe. But the point is, now I might only face him once. If I do my job and I view game 3 as an auto loss with Scooble on the mound, if you don't see game 7, who cares?
Right.
You just, the other problem is, and you're starting to see it, you got a taste of back-to-back playoff baseball now in the ALCS. That you're doing 5 games in what, 6 nights?
6 nights. I was looking at it. It's the first time I really stared at it to kind of see what next week would look like. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right. And I just think that
that's harder to do the bullpen thing.
It plays in the Yankees' favor because, look, AJ's been brilliant. And this Tiger team has been incredible, but you're asking them to do something that it borders on physically impossible.
Yeah.
With no starters. Now, you have Olsen. You could roll him out. That's fine. But I'm with you. Like, when you're talking about, all right, well, we'll just pitch Cater Montero. It's the ALCS. I mean, right. Just because I don't love Carlos Rodon, if I ask you right now, yeah. Rodon, Montero, who do you want? Or if I ask you Clark Schmidt or Montero, who do you want?
Mm-hmm.
That gets tough, man. And look, Gerrit Cole actually looked like a guy you pay $40 million to. So, yes, I would. It won't be a walkover by any means.
No, it would be great theater, though. Your Yankees, the Tigers.
Yeah. Look, if the Giants and Lions hooked up in a playoff game, you don't think that'd be radio gold?
That'd be great. Well, you're already the bad guy to some people, so it'd be phenomenal.
It doesn't matter, even though I picked Tigers in 4, and I had them here, and I quit. No one remembers anything nice you say, so why bother? But no, I think I'm confident, but I said, you heard, you and I were talking outside.
Yeah.
I get nervous in closeout games. I was nervous about the Yankees last night.
Because you only got to do it once.
Right. And I said, guys, I'm just nervous because everything has gone so well for you and you have gotten breaks. You have. You know, what happens if everything doesn't go your, like, I think I used the line yesterday, is Jose Ramirez going to be Bernie Lomax all series? Well, the answer is no. Same thing, David Fry. That's an all-star caliber player who's been ass this series. Well,
look, eventually they're going
to
hit.
Guys, you had no shot of making the playoffs. You're in game 5 at the ALDS with a chance to go to the ALCS. You got your stud on the mound. Like, free roll. Let's go.
It does change our Saturday because now they're playing Saturday night. We're doing a college football.
Multiple TVs.
Yeah, multiple screens.
You guys are having a sleepover?
Yeah. Yeah. Get the
No, you know what it is, John? You'll appreciate this because I know you got, you're super dad. You got a bunch of kids. Evan is dying to get out of the house.
Oh.
He can't take anymore. So I said, look. I said, what about Oregon, Ohio State is like a circle your calendar.
Yeah.
Let's just get together.
Uh-huh.
And
something to look forward to.
And he can like lay the groundwork weeks in advance to bail because he can't stand being home. He can't take anymore. So it was the idea of, we'll get together. It's actually a great Saturday night of football.
Yeah.
Well, now, okay. The Tigers are in the mix. Now, they've changed this to 8:08.
8:08.
I was so pumped at 4:38. I know. All right, so what? So the second half of the Red River shootout, I don't have to care.
Right. It might be over by then. It will be over by then.
Should be.
We'll work it out.
Yeah, it'll be part of the mix on Saturday night.
We'll work it out.
The Chinese.
Are you going to be okay, though? Or are you still supremely confident? Or are you a little nervous? Just a little.
Why did you say supremely that way? Supremely confident.
I'll do something.
You thought I was being over the top?
No, you were being fun. This is your hometown team. This is a dream state. You have every right to be like peacocking a little. I'm just saying, sure. It is game 5. It's a little nervous.
Oh, of course there's a little nervous energy. I mean, listen, I think that the Tigers should win the game.
If Carp is out, now it takes me to a different place.
Yeah, but if Boyd's pitching, he's not going to be in to begin with.
No, I know, but correct. When I take care. Let me ask you a question. Who's the Tiger you feel the most energy about when they come to the plate?
Well, it's certainly Carpenter.
Right. So if I don't have him, how does that alter my lineup?
How many aura points do they lose, as the kids would say?
No, it's what decisions does A.J. Hinch make at the beginning of the game, because he knows he doesn't have that card to play at the end of the game.
Yeah, I think that's just one thing, John. Yeah. Like, he is – I don't want to make him into something he's not, right? Yeah. He's not Albert Pujols in his prime. But he's a damn good baseball player who – it's like Jordan against the Blazers. He's in the zone.
Yeah.
Carpenter is locked in. I'd say him and Meadows are the two. I look at, and when their at-bats come up, you kind of sit up a little more. If you take that away, and he's this, he's a murderer of right-handed pitching. That would be a massive loss for a team that already does struggle to score a run.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Before we get to your dog, I want to ask you a question about the whole, you know, traveling two time zones, the new Big Ten, you know, going coast to coast. The what is the number? One win, and I think it's eight losses now.
Sounds right.
Sure. Penn State traveling to USC, Ohio State going to Oregon.
Take both West Coast teams. Look, I don't like Franklin. You know.
Trust me, I pick USC, even though I think USC is not that good.
They're not. But
James Franklin is an idiot.
I also wonder, too, you got to put something into it. Like, no, Lincoln Riley's not going to get fired, but he needs this game. It's a bit of a pressure spot.
Yep, awful loss.
And Penn State hasn't faced anyone with a passing attack. Let's just be fair.
Correct.
West Virginia doesn't throw it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry if I don't think Luke Altmaier is Justin Herbert. And, you know, they played UCLA. They haven't faced anyone who can sling it. I kind of wonder if this is a bit of a like a wake-up call. And like Jim has talked about this, like Penn State has just gone out and played with their food the last couple weeks. They don't look locked in. They don't look dialed in. They have kicker problems. The Ohio State thing, I heard you talking about it, and it sounds strange. I question their toughness up front.
Mm-hmm.
I would defer to you on that, but that offensive line doesn't strike fear in my heart.
But I question Oregon's toughness too,
yeah.
Especially with what I saw a Dan Lanning coach team do twice last year
Lanning
to Washington.
It. Yeah. I was driving in and you guys were going really fast. And it was, you know, Dan Lanning needs to win a showdown game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of you said it. It's the truth. He had two cracks at UW last year with a better team.
Mm-hmm.
Went in as a 10-point favorite in the Pac-12 championship game. Didn't get it done.
And got beat up.
Needs to get it done.
Yeah.
Daddy Phil is cutting those checks. He's going to start asking questions. What the hell am I paying you for? You don't beat anyone I care about. So, yeah, I lean that way.
Mm-hmm.
Look, if the game was in the shoe, I take the Buckeyes. If the game's in outs, I'm taking the Ducks. It's not I don't like either quarterback.
Yeah.
You can laugh. I know they beat Michigan State, but like, I didn't walk away going
impressed by Will Howard. Yeah,
like you walked out of the 2021 game against Ohio State and State was down like 50-2 at the start of the second quarter. You go, Jesus, Mary and Joe, we're not the same planet as this team.
Mm-hmm.
And as you move the ball against Ohio State and Oregon, we made plays, we're just not any good. But I don't look at either of these two and I'm like, oh, that's vintage Bama.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I have the under on Cash the Ticket. But you got to listen, episodes out,
shameless promotion.
There you go. Well, you're on here. We can promote
That's
it.
Fair,
NFL episode we're cutting later today. College dog of the week.
Love. You know where I'm going with this.
We had a bunch of dogs this week.
Yeah, but this is a game. This is a game I wish I was actually at. This is a place I've been. We're going to Death Valley on a Saturday night. Ole Miss has played seven straight weeks. No bye week, no break, nothing. Two extremely physical SEC games the last couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
LSU at home at night off a bye. The things that Ole Miss does well, LSU doesn't care about. Oh, you stop the run? That's cute. We don't run it. Oh, you rush the passer? Great. I have two NFL tackles, Will Campbell and Numbnuts, whatever the other guy is.
Yeah.
The point is, I don't trust this.
John, have you done a lot of tape study on Numbnuts?
Numbnuts is big.
No,
time.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, both of them are really good.
My point is, this is a spot. You're giving me LSU at home getting 3.5. Plus, doesn't it feel like Ole Miss? Oh, and Trey Harris may not play for Ole Miss.
Good note.
Biggest weapon, huge target share, and it's Lane Kiffin going Lane Kiffin. Now, they may win, but give me the 3.5 points. Give me the LSU.
All right, he's Mike Valeni. 2-6 today.
Let's get to 7-1, shall we?
Cash the ticket. Keep giving out winners. We got Cookie Jar next, 97.1.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.